Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Waps. How's it going, Waps?
I thought you said to the patrons that the people weren't gonna notice what was going on.
They didn't notice anything. No, this is you never heard of. There's Flash, there's LeZero, but when you combine them together, you know, you can call it Le Puff Daddy. All right. And that's the Puff Daddy's voice, all right?
You know what? I think that this is a good recurring character, and I want this
we're
going to
gonna bring back. And the voice will slowly change. That was the creation of the character. That was the anguish of this thing being created.
That was the like soul of the Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Being created. Springing into life.
yes. Welcome everyone back. Well, since it's Wabs and I, Wabs, you might think that there is nothing in the notes for this week.
I'll have you know you I haven't looked that. Yet.
Well, I can tell you for sure there isn't anything in the notes this week, but I do have a plan of what we're doing this week, and I do know it'll be the length of the full show here.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready
Let's
for this?
It.
Are you ready
I'm
for this?
I'm so ready.
The first thing we're talking about is the thing you're talking about in Discord, NA versus EU. That's right. We're doing the NA versus EU debate right off the bat.
We're going right back into it.
Debate,
okay.
Or no, differences solved, okay? That's where we're going. That may be the name of the episode. And then, okay, because I'm going to preview it right here, all right? We're going to preview, speaking of previews, the upcoming tournament here, the North American Open. Was it North American or the EU one here?
I will check real quick.
Sorry, I was prepared. I know for sure that it was...
It was North American.
North American Open that I was looking at.
It was.
Before we get into all that, let me real quick, Violent Panda's a coach at Dig. Any thoughts on that?
Did we talk about that 2 weeks ago? How old is that? Is that new?
No, Violent Panda being coach at
no,
Dig? It was official literally today. So
yep, I literally today. We got two weeks in a row with today news.
Or were you literally today? Yes.
Oh my god, this is why we changed, or should have changed a long time ago to Wednesday. Rocket League news
Wednesdays.
Just comes out on Wednesday. Violent Panda,
yeah,
I think
that's
is going to be...
this episode's...
Yeah, that's why it's gone back. I think that Violent Panda, I know nothing about his like personality or character, but has been going towards coach for a very long time, and I think this is a good thing. I'm actually really happy to see this. He's been in the scene since, I think, literally season one. And he's the type of player to deserve to stay in the game for this long, but has always just been consistently in that middling position where ever since Dig.
But let's be honest. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, of the three, like Violent Panda, the guy who was supposed to be like apparently the rock, right, upon which the Dignitas dynasty was built. By the end of their careers, I would argue Violet Panda was the best mechanically out of all.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely. But his position never changed. And that's what I was about to get into, because he never actually escaped that role of the rock. He was always a defensive third man. He was always more of a defensive player that's going to hold down that back line, right? I think regardless of what team he was on. And his mechanics obviously improved because everybody's mechanics improves to such insane degrees where you're right at this point. He's almost certainly the best.
Well, but Turbo and K-Dop never
They never like, really Vlad improved Panda, the
like caught the wave. Like yeah. you know, him and yeah. Garrett G, like in that transition period, were the only couple of ones who were actually keeping up, you know. So mm-hmm. I just want to give him like the props and respect to that, because that's
no yeah massive
that's shit. Dedication that's... and consistency, right? Like that's yeah. you know, beyond just, you know, Turbo living on my past glories Pulsa, who just like he's my favorite kind of, you know, if he's the guy who, like, if you play soccer with him or something, or football, because we talked about Wabs. I don't know if you mentioned it or listened to the show last week, but we talked
I have a response.
More than a tenth of our audience is in England, so they're or the UK. Sorry, I don't know if it was specific or not to England or not, but there you go.
So now we call it football for you.
Yeah, for you. Anyway, the point is, he's the one guy that like hasn't, you know, can't run anymore, like can't do anything, but like walks into the box and scores a goal, you know, every game. He just needs a team around him to build them up, and unfortunately there's not enough players in Rocket League. Oh man, I've been trashing Turbo. This is the most Turbo trash I've ever talked, but there you go.
I'll come back to Turbo in a second. To finish off with VP, I think that Violent Panda is going to do really well. I've been excited for it. Like, just to recap, and he did improve. He massively improved, like, his own mechanical skill. But just, like, to have that mental consistency for so long and to be at that level for so long. Like I said, I don't know anything about his character or what people have said about him. But the way that he plays and the way that his overall style has evolved in a very specific way, I think is going to do wonders as a coach, given no information whatsoever about how he does as a person. Now on the flip side, going back to what you said last week about Turbo becoming a coach, somebody who is going to be an incredible coach based off vibes alone is Turbo. If you go way back to, oh God, I don't even know when this would have been. When Turbo retired, when Turbo got...
Turbo just retired now.
No, I know. This is the first or the like third semi-official retirement. I'm talking about that time when he came back for his fourth, I think. Where we were talking, I think it was around then, where we were talking about it and just, you know, based on his personality and just being a vibe, and that being the reason that he's so good on LAN, because he just knows how to make people laugh. He has fun with the game. He has fun playing it, and he makes everybody else around him just be happy and like laugh with the game, shake off whatever mistakes are going on. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be the real, like the main gameplay coach, or if he's going to be a mental coach, or if he's going to do both. He could literally just be like a mascot and be there for vibes, make people happy, come in and like, or in between games and be like, yo, what are you guys doing? Have some fun. Just to like bring up the vibes. That's all he has to do. And if he does that, I think he's going to do great. If he can impart that on anybody, on any of the people that he is coaching, I think it'd be incredible. So we'll see what happens with these two. I love it. I don't know if K-Dop is ever going to be a coach, but, you know, I don't know if K-Dop is ever going to be a coach.
It's hilarious to me that Turbo is going to be the guy who's going to be remembered as four-time. You know what I mean?
Yep. The goat. The truest goat in every sense
that,
of the word.
What's the Australian speed skater? He has that energy to him. You ever heard the story?
No,
there's an Australian speed skater that won an Olympic gold medal because like two races in a row people fell down, but he was like a lap behind them. Like he just showed up, you know, and he won a gold medal. He has that vibe. All right, that's for us, all of our Australian listeners.
I love how much you rag on Turbo.
I just think through like osmosis, in a year or two I'll be better than him, you know?
If you make fun of him enough, one day you'll be at his level where you deserve to make fun of him.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe like one day, like, you know, maybe people start calling our podcast, you know. we need an at mention from like a big name, you know, getting mad at us. All right, any other thoughts on this, or are we ready for the spider webs?
No, I think
here.
I'm happy with that on the coaches.
Seeing
the old dig as the the flag bearers, I guess, is cool.
All right, so yeah, the spiderwebs have revealed the big difference between NA and EU, and you had a long really comment in the Discord about it. That can you, yeah, now, you know, since you are a podcaster and not, you know, a article writer for Dextero or something.
I'm a spoken article writer, okay?
Can you take your words and put them into audio format here for our listeners, and then we'll bounce off of them here?
Yeah, okay. So we begin with the whole earlier First Touch podcast, where T-Bate said that NA or EU doesn't pass, I think is the entire way that it started, which is just an insane take. T-Bate's for like
I've never heard T-Bates make an insane take before.
No, never. So the classic T-Bates just throwing it out there, being like, EU doesn't pass, they're just also the players, which the worst take that you can have.
But, Stephen A. You know, Smith would have like clapped for that one. Continue.
Go for it. Have fun with it. It's honestly fun to just throw out a take like that just to see what type of response you get, and then
because that's totally what I'm doing with Turbo Pulso this whole episode. Anyway, continue, sir.
absolutely.
No, never mind. So, my take is serious, unlike this guy's take. All right,
very serious.
I'm not backing down. Yeah.
No, never back down. Just like you, T-Bates, never back down from this. I want T-Bates to just like hold true to this and be like, I don't care what the stats say. These stats are weird as is. I'm gonna preface with that, by the way. What I ended with that note, but I want to preface here. All of this is kind of based on this video by MDog, EU and NA RLCS playstyles visualized, where what ended up happening, or what I ended up doing, is just trying to take what MDog was saying as charitably as possible, and then rehearse it as I do. It's a problem that I have from philosophy. So I was trying to like really dive into what exactly MDog was saying, regardless of whether or not the actual stats that he posted at the end of the video showed it. We'll come back to that.
Are you saying what MDog was saying is different from what the stats actually reveal?
I think that there's something else that you could find in the stats that's really fun. And
that he didn't find. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yo, we should, the MDog video not giving you the full truth. Boom, another title. All right.
Perfect. So
how many more people can I make fun of this episode?
You can just always go off, get more. So Martian in the Discord brought this up to everyone and was like, hey, what's the difference between these two play styles? Trying to figure it out for his own team. And starting off with this T-Bates comment, MDog goes off and is like, all right, we all know what's wrong. Let's figure out the stats as to exactly why. So what I did is I looked at this from a holistic view, I guess. Tried to look at the graphs, see what we can do. I'm doing it. I'm giving all the fancy words.
Holistic. I've used that way too much times in my life to make everything that I do as a teacher seem like that much grander. Sorry, side note here. Ready for it?
Absolutely.
Just, if you're ever parent-teacher interviews, all right, just throw in that word, you know? It's just like, so like, yeah, like I saw you guys were doing this, like what's the reason for this? Oh, I just feel like it gives a holistic kind of, you know, way of teaching this so you know everyone can understand. Like it's so
continue. It's beautiful. It's so good. I'm learning. So what ended up happening, and I will assume that you guys are going to look at these graphs or just take my words at face value. I'm not going to describe them too well. What ends up happening with these graphs and the big difference that MDog at least shows between EU and NA playstyles is the difference in what he calls, or in what he's designated as, the anchor point and the two man, as opposed to the striker and first man offensive midfield. Regardless of NAEU, generally third man defense is pretty consistent throughout all three players. Everybody generally plays third man defense with slight exceptions in certain players. And that's just because if the ball is going to go in the net, you're going to jump for the ball and you're doing relatively basic hard defensive rotations. That doesn't change NAEU. There might be some sort of a change if you look in I can't really think of any teams that would do this now because it doesn't work anymore. But let's say you had a similar situation to that classic Vitality where you have, again, three hyper-mechanical ones player, or three just like perfect ones players, Vitality being the classic Vitality, the big one that we talked about, where they just did goal line defense and two to three people were jumping at every ball, like because they were just so good at defense and would be able to get a goal eventually. If something like that comes up again, you might actually see some differences in that third man defense position. But until something like that happens, if it ever could, I don't think it can. It's going to stay relatively consistent with you're going to just jump at the ball if you have to save the ball. so that one is consistent. We don't care. For the differences between the anchor and two-man defensive position, defensive midfield, and the striker first man offensive midfield, these two things grouped are the major distinguishing factors in all of it, in everything, in the NAEU that MDog is trying to exemplify. And the difference that I'll finally get into as to what exactly it is that in NA, you have two people who have generally hexagonal or pentagonal graphs, do everything relatively consistently. They're going to be about the same. You might have one person that leans a little bit more second man, leans a little bit more offensive, whatever. But overall, you're going to have relatively consistent. Two people are pentagonal. What ends up happening is in NA, your third person squishes the anchor and second man defensive midfield position so that they get farther away from the average of those two and extends on the striker and first man offensive midfield. What this means is that they're not the anchor. They're not going to be playing around defensive midfield. They are only going to be doing, or they're going to be more willing to cut rotations to make that striker play, make that offensive midfield, go for the early initial touches, go for air dribbles out to just get a shot on goal, go for anything like that, which is, you know, we all talk about constantly, just shown with the stats. And you have your Justins, you have your first killers, you have, I don't even know, you could give any number of players that are going to be playing like this and just dribbling it out, air dribbling it out from your side of the field to the other side into an offensive position the moment you get boost. And that's exactly it. Like, they're boost greedy, they are very offensive, and they have that one person who just does everything while the other two exist around them and exist to prop them up. And that's going to happen there. With EU, it's the reverse. Your third, you have those, again, you have the two players, relatively pentagonal, doing things consistently. You might have one person that is that tends to be more first man offensive midfield and striker than the third, but actually, no, I'm wrong about that. You actually just have two people that are pentagonal. I looked at the graph again. So you have two people that are pretty much doing the same thing. Your third is the difference. The two people that you end up having as your first, like as your middle pentagonal range, will have slightly less offensive potential, slightly less anchor, just vibing. The third man ends up as a hyper defensive player, playing as anchor and playing as a two man defensive midfield, second man defensive midfield. And what this causes is a different change in play, where it's a midfield defended or heavy midfield defense. Where do you go with that? Heavy midfield defense, boost starving, two players are playing around each other, passing back and forth, because they're sharing the offense instead of just having the hardcore striker trying to do everything, trying to beat every single person. You look at old BDS. Yes. Look at old BDS with Monkey Moon and Mark by Eight, where those two are passing back and forth between one another and then extra is doing everything else. Continue.
So this is probably the best explanation of the current difference in metas just probably like a naturally occurring play style between the two regions. where remember when we had the year apart, we were like always wondering what happened. Like this is probably a result of like a year and a half apart of of these things. My other thing I would say, it's because in EU they play football and in NA they play hockey. That's I'm just gonna leave that out there. Okay.
No need to explain versus... that. I think that I actually like it.
You already know. That is everything Babs just said in a minute.
Boiled down to five words,
And then if I want to go into a historical explanation as to because these cultures intertwine in these fast-paced games versus a more steady defensive, you know, focused, you know, EU that hyper-prioritizes this kind of, you know, bring, like, make everything dreadful, then... I can.
But we don't have to because we don't have to explain.
Explained enough. There it is. Okay. NA hockey, EU football.
Football.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Babs, for that lecture. By the way, I appreciated the mini lecture series here.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm gonna go further. I'm being like sarcastic, but no, I was actually very good. So I appreciate that. I enjoyed it. So there's just that clear distinction. So like, is there any because like then I think of players like Archie, right? And like, would he have been a hyper carry in example in EU with top looks?
I don't think so.
So just the fact that he's scoring a lot of goals just means probably that they created those chances, and like he was still playing relatively the same, just playing more of that role. Or like all around,
he might have had a tendency to go like to just be in the position for like cherry picking and finishing, but he wasn't necessarily trying to do everything. He wasn't like taking the ball from his side of the field and going across and trying to do everything.
Gotcha.
He was like Top Lokes was still, I think from what I remember at least, still playing that midfield defense where they're playing around the offensive four boosts, where you know, we this is early stuff actually with combo. We did end up talking about this a fair bit, but going over it again, I'm actually really happy to do. Where with your offensive rotation, it's you go for the ball, one person, like the first person cuts across, probably goes to the back mid boost, and then the second after cutting across net, the second person goes for that corner boost. One of them is ready to turn, depending. You can swap up that boost depending on where exactly you are in your landing and stuff. But that play around the opponent's boost and the mid boost is what tends to be done in EU with that offensive or in the offensive end. And if you can maintain that, then you're boost starving, then you're continuing, you're finishing. And at some point, somebody's going to be able to get a goal because they have zero. It doesn't matter. Like you just pepper the backboard for 5 years if you have to, and then just wait. One of you will put the ball in eventually. And I think from what I remember, at least Top Lokes was also doing that. Archie tended to be the final one to put it in.
There you go. Okay. I think we'll end the discussion here, but I appreciate all of it. Speaking of appreciating, let's appreciate our patrons here.
Heck yeah.
I just waited long enough to see if Wabs would give me any credit, but he's like, nah, you know how to do transitions.
That was good.
That was like a 7 out of 10, but you don't need the praise, all right? You should be doing these. we're that good that we should be doing these without praise, you know, every time.
7 out of 10 isn't enough to be a full thing. For nine, I give it, but...
All right, and speaking of our favorite nine, there's no more than nine. I was like,
ruined your own transition.
I know. I just kept it going. I'm like, there might be nine. No, thank you so much, ZX22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug and PK for your awfully generous.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support of the show helps us reel out, helps us out really. What am I? What?
Trying,
I hope you
trying.
Enjoyed the Aruk. I'm not tired. Don't at me. But what I will say is, thank you so much. We're gonna have to probably, RNK show coming out a little bit later than we'd wanted to. So it'll be coming out probably in the next couple of days here, and we'll be talking some pro wrestling. So if you're a fan of people that don't know anything about pro wrestling, learning about pro wrestling, then
from somebody who does know pro wrestling,
kind of knows pro wrestling, then definitely knows a lot.
Very in depth.
Yep. Listens way too many podcast. Listen probably more podcasts than actual watches shows of pro wrestling. Then go to patreon.com/ASAPweekly. Thank you so much. All right, Wabs. I do actually, since we are talking about the Patreon, there will be a slight note. Anyone who is subscribed, or that we had an Age of Empires and Pokemon tier. It is getting a rebranding. However, since I have vowed not to talk about the other show that is appearing soon anywhere, myself,
the secret show.
In respect to the co-host of that show, and this weird artistic perfection we're seeking, that's the Patreon tier will now be called ASAP Weekly Plus. So there you go. I'm lazy and it sounds professional considering what major multi-billion-dollar companies are doing. We'll have the RNK show, we'll have the ASAP Weekly Plus, which will be for Age of Empires and said other show, pre-show,
the future show that happens that's unnamed. Yep.
It's actually been recorded, but I have not established the RSS feed. And it'll be releasing around May 12th, if that gives you a hint as to what it's about.
I wonder
what major games
Oh
are being released May 12th. But it will be about the previous game in that series. Sorry, I'm not mentioning that show. What I will say is, there'll be that, and then we have the two other tiers, the Stan tier and the Director's Chair tier, and then obviously the Rocket League tier in between all that. So it just assumed, because this is the heart and soul of the ASAP Weekly Network, so there you go. I like that tagline. If I'm ever remake, I'm probably gonna be remaking like the intro at some point. The heart and soul, instead of the flagship, the heart and soul of the ASAP Weekly Network. I like that.
I like it. I like
it. So when another one becomes a flagship, it'll be easy to replace. I'm kidding, guys.
It's the next topic.
I purposely like waited extra long just to let that linger in people's minds. Like, I don't want people to think like they didn't want to transition. I was like, no, let that linger. No. The show's actually, you know what, surprisingly, I was looking at the show and we're up, and like we've had growth in the show for the last month or two, and like it's been a while since we've had this many listeners. So welcome.
Oh yeah, welcome to all the new people.
There you go. We're going to talk about the preview of the North American Spring Open that's coming up here. We are back to double elimination format. How do you feel about that?
Everybody knows my thoughts on double elim. The best format by far, straight up.
But everyone wants to know your thoughts on the host, Leaf X.
Did Leaf get a visa? Or is this happening relatively in Canada?
Oh, wasn't, no, I was just gonna say I wouldn't want to be Leaf as X, you know.
You're awful.
Well, because he doesn't know professional boundaries anyway. Continuing on, I've ragged on this man enough. And then I got in a Pokemon argument with him. I don't know. I have nothing against this man. I'm actually just being mean at this point. Bad takes are bad takes. I guess that's the sum of it all. But no, it is happening in... Yeah, I was going to say, where... Is this just in the US?
Is this online?
Online.
This might actually just be online.
Have we not done an online thing? Oh, no, I'm looking. What are you looking at?
I don't even know.
No, it is online. It says, it's Spring Open. Okay, it is online. Wow, we haven't...
Yes. Yeah.
I got so used to major events that I forgot that we have these online. Well, then no wonder he's the host. Because he can...
He doesn't need his thing. Doesn't need a visa. Yeah.
There you go. We have Hey Bro Sup 720. Like we got some teams here.
Some of these are actually teams, I will say.
No, but it's more the fact that we have no, like, you know what I mean, franchising. Like, you understand it in this perspective. Like, this is one of the reasons Rocket League has actually struggled kind of getting the next tier sometimes from A tier to S tier, we'll say. And it's I think sometimes it's like, if you're a brand going into it, by the way, PSG is doing something, but that's a side note. Look it up if you're interested. It's just that you don't know, your team could not be qualified for the next major tournament or not qualify for Worlds. And then it's like, well, all the exposure and all the thing you're trying to build, it's like, well, tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have 16 teams here. Here, I think what we'll do. I know it's a little fast. It's a little more quick than what we usually get. So it's kind of nice, actually. You're right in the playoffs essentially right away. We're going to go through round one and make our predictions for who wins the first round matchups. And then we'll do a top two and a winner prediction. Sound good?
I'm going to say there is potentially two, kind of one of these at least that is absolutely tragic. And we'll get to it, but it's not the one that Messi thinks, is what I'll say.
All right, FaZe Clan versus Hey Bro.
Wonder who's going to win that one.
Hey Bro in three. Am I right?
Yep. No shame to FaZe.
FaZe Clan's going through. I think we're both agreeing here. Yep. And then we got a Space Station Matey in the upsets here.
Matey has a chance.
I swear... Percy, Lionblaze, Kinsey. I think I've read that for the last 4 years. Like, I feel like I've seen these names on the same team or other for the last 4 years.
Yeah. You're not that wrong. Matey has a chance. They performed really well in the second winter one, I think. Am I right about that one? Mm-hmm. And they're up against Space Station, who is Space Station, like, I'm forgetting about the changes as well.
Yeah, it's Arsenal, LJ, and Hoxer, so.
What are you thinking? I think that, I think it might be worse.
For Space Station?
I think it might be worse, yeah. I actually think that M80 could take this. There's a solid chance.
If there are bets on this, then this would be the, you know what I mean? If let's just say Matey was the underdog, like, this might be the one you take.
Is the type of bet that I see, like, actually showing up, like, 60-70% minimum in Space Station's favor. Mm-hmm. But if it was that, I would probably put my money on M80. Just straight up, just for
M80. I think that's a toss up. We're both going M80 here. We're just going to try to be consistent. We're going to argue our points until we choose one. Sound good?
I like it.
Genji, Furia. I think we have to go Genji.
Tragic. Yes, it is. This is the tragic Genji one. But this is the tragic one. If Furia was in, like, I actually don't know how they managed to be in the seed. They're seeded to where they are. Probably just because of, like, slightly less quality performances.
Well, it's point ranking versus close qualifier. Yeah.
Is it point ranking? Did they make it into close quals?
Yeah.
Damn, wow. How did energy make it? I'm still mad about that.
We'll get to energy. It's not stop we'll talking about energy. Them. We're not talking about them.
Yeah. But yeah, this is tragic. If Furia was up against, like, I don't know, three of the other teams that they could have been up against, then, you know, solid chance. If they were up against Dig NRG, if they were up against maybe even like V1, Optic, potentially G2, depending on how they perform, like a lot of these teams, then that's a toss up and a super interesting match. This is going to be an interesting match, but it's not a toss up.
Yeah, I think Genji's just been on. Yeah. On a stampede, so yeah. I'll put them through. Dig NRG, so say it with me, Dignitas, right?
Dignitas, yeah, Dignitas. I'm not messy, I'm not saying NRG. NRG has to prove so much to me at this point that they actually can perform to this level, because I have seen far too much of them just being a 16 at best, like top 16 at best.
Okay,
I'm an energy hater at this point. I'm not.
We'll talk more about them when we talk about the finals. You'll understand. Complexity against zero to one. Jeez,
0-1. It's the second best team in NA. Well, one of the best teams in NA.
What is? Wait, what are we talking about here?
Complexity.
Yeah. No, I think Complexity is winning it. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yep. I looked at 0-1. They're. They might have better chance in the lower bracket.
I do like how the graphic like spells 720. That's fun.
Yeah.
V1 versus Shopify Rebels here.
It's unfortunate, but this should be V1.
The new V1.
Especially with the Daniel pickup.
Yeah. Daniel Beast Mode Comp, dude.
This is just gonna be funny. I wanna see it so badly. Like funny in like a kind of terrifying
team.
Way.
It's a fun team. It's definitely a memorable team here.
Yeah, I am seeing this, and we'll talk about it possibly later. I think that this is going to be fun. We'll see if it performs.
Think it's going to, like their coach is going to burn in a fire here.
Yeah, it's either going to like just reach the stars and straight up win everything, or it's going to burn up in flames.
All right, we got G2 against Sup. I think G2 takes this.
Yep. Who was Sup before? Yeah. They were Exet, right?
Yeah, Ajax, Expert, and Money. Yeah,
I think that was Exit.
Oh, it's not a bad group, but yeah, no.
No, it's not. Just... It's not. It's like a solid team. They hit G2.
Like G2's definitely become the gatekeepers of NA. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
If you can beat G2, you're in the upper echelon. If you can't beat G2, like, stay down where you are, you know?
Yeah. G2, who was there last time? Was it NRG? Or was it FaZe?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
KOI, yeah, Koi versus Optic Gaming here.
Are you thinking that Koi could take this?
I'm just liking that, you know, it's a blast from the past for Pittsburgh Knights, right? That's a fun little
with
Rettles.
Oh, Gyro and Rettles.
Gyro.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I didn't even
That's
think
fun.
About that. That is fun.
Yeah, I think Optic takes it.
Koi performed.
To be honest.
Yeah, Koi performed in the last tournament, but they did the thing that Rogue, I think, has always done, where they perform when they like absolutely need it. I don't think that they are going to perform here, probably. We can see. Prove me wrong. Like, I want that to happen, but we'll see. It's Optic is the actual read. Yeah.
Okay, I think you should do the two people in the grand final, then who wins it. Well, you don't have to say who wins it, but the two people in the grand final first, because I will spin a story after you here, and I feel like you should give people what they should actually expect.
What they actually expect?
Well, no, sorry, what you expect, what your heart and your mind have combined together here.
Okay. In terms of actually expect, Genji FaZe, in terms of... Actually, that kind of works out in bracket, too, as sad as that is. In terms of what I honestly want, I would swap FaZe whether Complexity or version 1, depending on whether or not version 1 is, you know, literal godsend, or if they burn up in pools. And that's what I would want to see, because I think that, like, if Complexity keeps on performing to the level that they'd been recently, then I kind of want to see them be top of NA.
Okay.
Potentially weirdest that is.
You've been flying that complexity banner for a little bit, eh?
I kind of have, I'll be honest. I don't know why. They just keep on performing, and I'm always surprised, and I don't want to be surprised
almost
by them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be surprised by complexity. So that's what I'm saying.
All right, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So, Dignitas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm ready for it.
With the new coach, Violent Panda.
Yeah.
Is going to... Oh, by the way, is the grand final... Okay, it is. Okay, perfect. Dignitas with their coach, Violent Panda, is going to win the upper bracket.
Mm-hmm.
After beating NRG in the first round here, right?
Yeah. And then NRG in the second round, and then probably FaZe in the third.
Yeah. Exactly. And then NRG
If they make it to the upper bracket finals, they win the game. They win the entire thing. That's not even a question.
No. Okay. So Dignitas through the grand final. NRG is going to go in the lower bracket.
Immediately. Yep. Make the full run.
Season 6 will happen.
Oh my God.
With none other than Squishy.
Okay.
But it will be a bracket reset in the grand final. But Violet Panda being the coach will
can't lose a bracket reset.
All his players in his eyes, Evo, Dries, and Andy, and be like, I've been here before. And he will literally mean it. And he'll be like, you don't want to live with that regret. Do it for K-Dop. Do it for Turbo Pulsa. Do it for me. And then they will proceed to 4-0 in the bracket reset and win it.
All right. There you all go. Right. I love that. I love the workings, the story that you're writing.
The script. I like the script. If I were to write the script. I think I'd be a good script writer, honestly.
I have one problem with it.
Yeah.
It's not Cloud9.
But it is Squishy.
It is Squishy, but it's not Cloud9. And
yeah, but the only people like that, NRG at this point is the spiritual successor of Cloud9 and the spiritual successor itself.
I want to make this clear. I'm not talking about C9 specifically from a Rocket League standpoint. I'm talking about C9 making the lower bracket runs in every single game that they're part of.
Yeah,
that is the C9 legacy. They do it. I'm pretty sure they did it in League, like League of Legends. I'm certain that Mango has done it like countless times in Smash. I know that they did it in Rocket League way back when and made the thing. I'm pretty sure C9 players make bracket runs in like every single game that they are part of, and that is what they are known for. That's the problem. That's why we don't see bracket runs anymore. C9 isn't here.
Well, we did see someone cheese it, you know, before.
We did see someone cheese it. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Tune in next week when Cursor Messi break down the FaZe Clan versus Gen G final. I think if Dig Energy is a grand final, I will actually step in. I think we'll take over that show. We'll do a double show this
this month. Okay, just to, you know what? I would be down for that. If it is Dig Energy.
But only specifically if what I said happens. Like, Dignitas makes it through here. And Energy, okay. I think if they both make a grand final, I think that'd be enough to justify a double show. It doesn't have to be a black bracket reset or anything.
Yes.
There you go.
What I'll say is that I think regardless of the direction of that first match, whether Dig loses or NRG loses, doesn't matter. Because either VP and Squishy are going up and repeating, or VP is coming in from the position of Squishy and then repeating history.
Wow. So the reverse is Dignitas loses the first game, NRG wins the upper bracket, and Dignitas is the one who does the bracket reset win. Wow. Yep. That would be retribution of the highest order for Violet Panda there.
And I don't know which one.
And then I want
more.
Violet Panda in the final just to like walk up to Squishy and be like, now it's your turn to retire. And just slap the controller out of his hand. And anyway. Oh my God. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we've sufficiently previewed the tournament coming up. any here? Maybe we can finish the episode here with any Our Week in Rocket League things we want to mention here. I quick transition, but I don't think we're gonna beat my story here. All right. I don't want to horn here, but
couple things. I play with some new players. Always fun. Very, very enjoyable. It ended up being just
from
like,
the Discord, or
no, some of my friends who hadn't ever played before. I don't think, or maybe played like 20-ish hours in the past. So like, you know, whatever rank they would have been, never ranked, and just like had some fun, played with them, doing things, some casual game modes, and it was just like playing against plats or diamonds ish and then doing things. And I started off trying to just buy a bit at the rank, but I got a little bored and started to do fun things. And then we ended up getting to a point because new accounts where their MMR just like massively inflated, where I was just having fun and like air dribbling and trying to let them do things and just vibing. And I think my opponents were like in the high plats in diamonds, and it was pretty much 1v3ing. It was a lot of fun. I didn't think that it would be that much fun. It was really good. I had everybody was just vibing, tried to give them as many chances as they could on goal, and they hit some of them.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. Naturally.
Okay, I do actually have one more thing we have to talk about. The thing that we've all been waiting for tomorrow. As everyone knows, is May 4th. And what is May 4th, Wabs?
What is May the 4th to you?
No. Well, I want you to... Okay, so like the way this joke is going to work is I want you to say a certain sci-fi thing, and then I'm going to interrupt with something else. Okay, ready?
It's Star Wars Day.
It's my younger sister's birthday. No, okay. Star Wars Day, yes. That is what May 4th
Happy
is.
Happy birthday to your younger sister. Yeah, yeah.
There it is. But yeah, Star Wars. So Rocket League has some bundles.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and I only know this because we have a bot in our thing. If you go to RL content in our Discord, you got a link there.
Is this the infamous gold Fennec that people have been talking about?
It's fun actually. It's a 3 CPO Fennec. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That actually looks really nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah, these are cool. I like this a lot. Like, this is something I'd actually go out and get. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Man.
Anyway.
Why is it so easy to shell for Disney things?
That's why they bought all them, all right? There you go. Anyway, with that, I hope you guys enjoy that. Yeah, I can scratch all my other episodes, and all I have to put as a title is Star Wars is coming to Rocket Week, and boom. You know,
and that's
instantly.
It. Yep. We did talk
better
about
title.
It. We sure did talk about it.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy the tournament this week. I hope you have a great week. Your homework for this week, should you choose to accept it, is to be self-reflective of your own actions and to say the following words if you do something wrong. I'm sorry. What I did was wrong. And this is how I'll make it up to you. All right?
No, that's impossible.
So yeah, there you go.
I can't do it. you reminded me of homework. I would like to shout out Frank at this point. Pretty sure it was Frank for actually doing the glizzy roll up.
Right. That was the homework. That's hilarious.
That was
he
the
threw
homework.
In the Patreon chat.
Shout outs to Frank. I'm sorry.
And it was absolutely disgusting.
Yep. Yeah.
And not in a good. Not saying like disgusting as in like a good way. Like no, it was
no, in a bad
disgusting.
Way. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for doing it. I'm sorry for putting the idea in your mind and convincing you to do so.
All right. You'll hear from homework. Our. Yeah. You know, my super serious homework. So about self improvement and all that. Anyway, we'll hope you guys tune in next time. We'll see ya. Peace.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.